I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. Yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, that's why my heart is filled with praise. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, God. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, another day with the use and activity of our limbs, another day, God, in our right minds, another day with a reasonable portion of health and strength, another day to be able to experience life and that more abundantly. We thank you for the very air that we breathe. We thank you for allowing us to have our very being. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to move and be in our right minds with a reasonable portion of health and strength. Lord, we don't take anything for granted. We thank you for the breath of life that you have breathed into us on this day. You've blessed us so much, God, that we can't even count it all. But the limited memory that I have of the things that you've done, God, I can just thank you for allowing me to see a brand new day, allowing me to be able to see the goodness and the salvation of our God and our King. Another day, God, that you've blessed me to be able to experience your glory and the power of your presence and the favor, God, that you show upon us each and every single day. Now, Father, as we go into this day, we ask that your will be done in our lives. We desire for you to get the glory and the honor out of everything that we say and everything that we do. We don't want our flesh to get any of your glory, but our desire, God, is that you will get all of the glory and all of the honor out of our lives. That's why we thank you. That's why we praise you. That's why we love you and we lift you up and we magnify your name. We do that because our hearts are filled with praise and gratitude for the many things that you have done. Lord, as I said before, we can't even count it all. We can't count all of your blessings. Songwriter said, count your blessings, name one by one. But Lord, your blessings are so overwhelming. Your blessings cannot be numbered. God, we would have to thank you every moment, every minute, every second of the day just to be able to compilate all of your many manifold blessings that you have bestowed on us on a given daily basis. And so, Lord, with gratefulness in our heart, we come before you, and we thank you, and we pray for our nation. Your word says, if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. Our land is in desperate need of healing. We need healing in our land because there's spiritual wickedness in many places. There's wickedness throughout the land. And you said if your people would pray, Lord, there's sickness raging across the nation. Oh, God, there's evil raging across the land. And the people of God are not praying. But here we stand before you this morning. Lord, we're praying for the nation. We're praying for the president. We're praying for Congress. Lord, we're praying for the county offices. Lord, we're praying for the state offices, the governor's office. We're praying for the mayor's office. Lord, here we stand interceding on their behalf. Daniel did the same thing, Lord. He was able to find the scroll, and where the scroll said that they would be in captivity for 70 years because of their sin. Lord, America has sinned against thee. And Lord, we apologize and we ask for forgiveness this morning in the mighty name of Jesus on behalf of America. We have turned to a state of apostasy, Lord, where we're allowing other gods to reign and rule over our lives. Lord, we're putting men up into your place. We're putting women up into your place. We're putting our emotions and our feelings up into allowing them to be our gods. But, Lord, we apologize and we ask for your forgiveness on behalf of the nation, Lord. Oh, God, don't turn your back on us, Lord. Oh, God, don't take your love and your salvation away from us, Lord. Oh, God, please continue to have mercy upon us every single day in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask that you remember that there is a remnant in the land. I know that the wages of sin is death. But your promise is, God, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of compassion. You are a God who has a never-failing, never-ending, all-consuming love. So, God, we pray that you would continue to love on us and continue to shower down upon us and continue to bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. That's why we love you. That's why we praise you. That's why we lift you up. That's why we magnify your name. Because, God, there is no God like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. You are a God of mercy and a God of might and power. God, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that you cannot solve. And so, God, we cast all of our cares upon you this morning because we know that you care for us. Even as we had a lot of noise, a lot of disruption as we began our prayer this morning, we thankful, God, that our minds are still yet on you. Because, God, you are our sure foundation. Lord, everything else around us is sinking sand. But, Lord, help us to stay upon the foundation of holiness, the foundation of righteousness that can be found in you. Lord, my mind is made up in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to another level because I want to grow stronger in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I refuse to stay where I'm at, Lord, because I want the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ, God, only thinks on those things that are above. In the mighty name of Jesus, he had a mindset that he always wanted to obey you, that he was willing to surrender to your will, that he was obedient unto you. And, Lord, that's what we do when we come before you in these early morning prayers. We come before you in obedience. We come before you in obedience. Oh, God, we come before you, God, surrendering to your will because, God, there's nothing that we can do without you. And, Lord, when you call for us to intercede on behalf of others, Lord, that means that we're thinking on the things of others instead of thinking on our own things. Oh, God, thank you for being a God that is great, that when I cast all my cares upon you and when I lay and I intercede on behalf of others, Lord, you hear my cries and you hear my pleas and you hear my petitions, Lord, and they come before you, God, and you begin to answer them, and you begin to show me favor, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You taught us to confess our sins one to another. Father, forgive us, for we have sinned. Oh, God, we have fallen short of your glory. We have sinned against thee, oh, God. Have mercy upon us today. Have mercy upon us even now, God, and allow your glory and allow your blood to wash us and overshadow us and to consume us and to wash us clean, Lord, in the name of Jesus, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh, God, we ask that you would forgive us of sins of omission and sins of commission in the mighty name of Jesus. Of all unrighteousness, anything, God, that's contrary to you is unrighteousness. Lord, our righteousness is as filthy rags before you. We can't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. That's why we praise. That's why we surrender to you. That's why we lift you up, because we are nothing without you, Lord. That's why we praise you. That's why we lift you up. That's why we magnify your name, because you are a giver of life, and you are the very substance of our lives today. We're absolutely nothing without you. And so we surrender to you, and we surrender to your will. We declare, God, not our wills, but let thine will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done in our lives. And we want your will to be done in America. We understand that seeds that are sown have to be reaped. There's a harvest to everything that we sow. He said, as long as the earth remains, there'll be hot and cold, the sun and darkness and seed time and harvest. I think I got one of those wrong, but I know seed time and harvest is not wrong, and I know hot and cold is not wrong. Lord, those things will always come to pass. And so we understand that our seed will reap into a harvest that we have to expect. Lord, I want to sow seeds of peace. Lord, I want to sow seeds of love. I want to sow seeds of compassion, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that I may love on someone, oh God, who don't know you in the pardon of sins. God, that I may love and have compassion on someone, oh God, that comes against me and spitefully use me and ridicule me and put me down, Lord, because if I'm persecuted for righteousness' sake, Lord, you said that heaven is mine. God, it will belong to me, God. Your promises and your favor and your great and merciful love will all belong to me. And I want to show those that don't know you that you are a God of mercy, that you're not a God of condemnation, that you're not a God of hopelessness. In spite of our sins, in spite of our downfalls, in spite of our shortcomings, you sent your only begotten Son who died while we were yet in sin. He died while we were yet in sin. So you've already made a way of escape for us to get our lives back together you again. We desire to be in your presence, and we desire to be in your midst. And Lord, I'm not looking to go anywhere else, but Lord, I want your glory to rain back on America. So God, touch America from every corner, every coast, from the north to the south, to the east, to the west, to the Pacific, to the Atlantic, to the Mexican Ocean, I believe, near Mexico, wherever it is, down south, and to Canada up above. Every coast, Lord, every piece of the land, Lord, I want you to have mercy upon America and have mercy upon our evil ways. We understand, God, that these things that are coming to pass now are the result of the seeds that we have sown as a country. But you're so great in your mercy that, God, that you won't consume us, that you'll give us another chance to get it right, and you'll show us your mercy and you'll show us your grace. So have mercy upon us. Touch the president right now, save in the White House. Lord, we pray that you touch every member of Congress, save in the Congress right now. We pray that you touch every governor across America, save in the governor's office right now. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch every county official, Lord, save in the county offices, Lord. Save in the city offices as well, every mayor office, Lord. Save, oh, God, today, and have mercy and help us to be about our Father's business. It's not just enough for us to pray, but we must put our faith and our works into action, your plans into action. And you said, if my people, which have been called by my name, would just pray. And then you told us to go, teach all nations, be a witness. When we receive power, we have to be witnesses. Lord, you've given us the authority to speak over the lives of those that we come into contact with. Anoint our ears, anoint our mind, anoint our mouth. Anoint our heart. Anoint our thoughts. We have a mind to serve you, Lord, today. Use us for your glory, that the nation may be healed, that men and women might be saved, children might be saved. Lord, that you'll get the glory out of our lives. Now, God, we pray that you bless those that are traveling, making their way to the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for the International Women's Convention. Lord, I pray that it will be a time of revival as the women of God meet and assemble in that city. Oh, God, let that city not be like any other. God, let it not be the same. That's what I want to say. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that lives will be changed. Any place, God, where the people of God assemble, they should not remain the same. Lord, that's in our local assemblies, that's in our own community events, and then that's in our national events as well. It should never remain the same. Oh, God, help them, oh, God, to lay a mark of holiness on that city. Lord, that you would get the glory out of our lives. Lord, I pray that are not there. For those that will still continue to uphold, open up the doors of the church, I pray you bless them for their commitment to the ministry. And I pray that you will bless everything that they put their hands to do. Lord, build our churches, grow our ministry, send forth the harvest. God, you said that there's plenty. Bring us, help us, God, bring more laborers so that you'll get the glory out of our lives, so that we'll fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives, that we may be in this dark and dreary generation. Help us, Lord, today. And we'll give you the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen, and amen.